Right Club, New York Comic Con, Day 3. Day 2 was fun. I didn't get any audio from the drinking last night. I feel like I always sound supremely hungover and tired in the intros of these, and that's because I am. I don't want to spend all day at the con today, so I'm just going to go in, grab a few sound bites from people, and get out. Maybe buy some books, because isn't that the point? Alright. Right Club. Comic-Con. 2010. October. Out. Right Club. Day 3. New York Comic-Con. Phil Gillott. What's up?
I'm feeling really tired. I had to get up and get here. I got here at 9:30 this morning, and they wouldn't let me in until 10.
What?
Yeah, if you have a pro badge, you have to have an exhibitor badge to get in before the show opens. So I had to drop off Doug Sherwood from Oni because he was like my child. So I dropped him off at comic school, and then I stood and stared at the guards until they let me in.
Crazy. So you did a signing this morning?
I did a signing.
For what? For
Labor Days, Volume 1 and 2. I sold one copy of Volume 1 and one copy of Volume 2. That's right. Eat that, San Diego Comic Con. New York knows what's up. They buy a single copy of my book.
So you and your artist, Rick Lacey, were there signing?
Interestingly enough, Rick Lacey decided that it wasn't important enough to him to support a work of art that he spent half a decade on. He decided instead that it was more important to him to get just a little bit more sleep on Saturday night. So he didn't show up, and I signed on my own. And you know what? I think that I probably would have sold at least 10,000 more copies if Rick would have been here this morning.
What?
Well, you know what the thing is? This is emblematic of how Rick treats his work in general. He
right.
simply doesn't care.
Loves it and leaves it.
He loves it and he leaves it. And when he's loving it, he's thinking about a dude with muscles, not drawing. Unless he's drawing a dude with muscles, then he's thinking about it. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard business.
It is a hard business. Right Club out. Right Club, here with Nikki Cook. Nikki Cook, what's up?
What's up? The Comic-Con, I suspect.
How are you enjoying your Comic-Con experience?
I'm having a very good time. I am very tired. There's a lot of drinking. I think the Marvel party rolled in at 6 this morning.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, man, I am so glad I went home and went to bed. I'm tired. I don't like this game anymore. When are you people going home?
So what are you promoting here at Comic-Con?
I'm getting ready to release my book, Memoir. It's with Ben McCool, and it's through Image, coming out in January. And it's in previews this
wow.
month.
Mm-hmm. That's a professional pitch.
Yes, it's beautiful, by the way, and scary and gross.
Yeah, I've been seeing some of the sketches you've been putting up, and it looks great.
Thank you very much. I hope it makes everyone a little nauseous.
I hope to get nauseous by your drawings, Nikki.
Yay, pretty nauseous.
So are you doing anything else at the con? You were just at the Comic News Insider booth?
Yeah, I'm supposed to be there. You're totally stealing me away from them.
Oh, okay. All right, go back. Run.
Run. All right, well, thank you very much, and I'll see you very soon, Tim.
Yes, indeed. Wait, where can people go see more of your stuff?
People can go see it at NikkiCook.com.
Word up. Thanks, Nikki. Right Club. I'm here at Riley Brown's table. He's drawing a picture of the White Queen from the X-Men comic books. So what's been your favorite convention sketch to do so far?
My favorite convention sketch? I just did this White Queen one that was pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah, I've done Deadpool, whatever.
Right.
I've got one that I'm about to start that someone wants my favorite super, or my favorite comic book character in my favorite movie.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting.
Huh. What do you think you'll do?
I don't know. I think I might draw Batman in Spider-Man.
Nice. That's going to be interesting.
No, I don't know. I might try to do a Lord of the Rings thing or something
like
that.
That'd be cool. You should do RoboCop in Lord of the Rings.
That's a movie in another movie. I guess they were comic books. They're both comic books.
They
Everything's
are.
Comic books
it
and
all,
movies these
it's
days.
It's all comic books. You should do Pride and Prejudice.
Maybe. See, that I'm going to do... Spider-Man in Lord of the Rings, but but my favorite comic is going to be Lord of the Rings. My favorite movie is going to be Spider-Man.
Awesome. So what are you working on for Marvel now?
Alpha Flight.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Canadians,
very cool.
You know.
Did you already start that?
Yeah, I started. I'm in the middle of it right now.
Cool.
It's part of the whole Chaos War thing that's going
right.
on. And it's pretty cool. It's like, I'm really impressed with like the fans of Alpha Flight. Like, before
yeah.
I even put a single piece of Alpha Flight artwork online, I was getting bombarded by emails.
Wow.
You know, like, make sure North Star's ears are pointy enough, and you know, make sure you get the maple leaf on Guardian just right.
Oh, Alpha
and
Flight.
Yeah. Because
Alpha Flight fans have so little that every detail matters.
I guess, well, you know what? It's cool, though. That's the way it was when I was on Deadpool.
Yeah.
Because at the time, it was the only Deadpool book, and you had to share it with
right.
Cable. So, like, they were freaking out, and then, you know...
And now Deadpool's, like,
exploded.
The biggest thing.
And maybe
cool.
Alpha Flight's on deck.
I hope so. Alpha Flight's pretty cool. They have cool costumes.
They do, although they all wear similar...
Like
North Star and Aurora have the same costume.
Right.
Vindicator and Guardian have the same costume.
Right.
And Sasquatch doesn't wear a costume.
No.
It's always kind of creeped me
He's
out.
He's kind of a big, nude, furry, orange monster.
You know, no, we have them in trousers and suspenders.
Oh,
and
good.
So,
oh, good.
Don't worry.
A little
people.
Hipster. Okay.
We had to clean it up. No, not really. He's still fully nude.
Oh,
don't worry, Canadians. Sasquatch is still nude.
Your big Yeti is still nude. I wanted to ask you something else, but now I can't remember. Who's writing Alpha Flight?
Jim McCann.
Oh, cool.
It's actually cool. He's a really big Alpha Flight fan from way back. So this is kind of like... You know, it's a project he's always wanted to do, and he's like, this is my one shot at
right.
doing the original cast of Alpha Flight.
Nice.
And I was like, okay.
That's good.
I'll try not to mess it up for you.
What was the last thing Alpha Flight was even in? I don't even remember. They had their own title for a little bit,
there
right?
There was this title, Omega Flight, I think it was called,
right.
with, I think U.S. Agent was like the main character,
okay.
which was kind of
weird.
Yeah, and Spider-Woman was in there, it was involved somehow. At least that's the last time I read it.
Right.
So, okay. yeah.
Very cool. Thanks for taking the time to awkwardly speak with me today.
Things are always awkward when you're around.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I try. Thanks, Riley.
Ready?
Oh.
You know what you're going to say.
What? No, coach me. I'm going to 11.
I'm already recording.
No, you made this fucking plan.
Right.
Make this plan. Talk me in, Tim.
No, I want in on this plan.
All Who's right.
Who's going to talk us in?
I'm going to talk you guys in. Right Club, Day 3, Comic-Con, 2010. Phil and Rick, creators of Labor Days by Oni Press. There's some kind of skit about to happen, so let's just brace ourselves. Phil, what's up?
All right, here's the situation. Rick showed up this morning, and he said to me, I have a plan for my life. I'm going to clear the decks. I'm going to cut down all the trees.
Take it to neutral.
I'm not going to cut... mow the lawn for any... I'm clearing everything.
Right.
I'm taking everything to zero.
Start
today,
from zero.
I'm doing it now. You lost your chance.
No, I'm going to do it.
Fuck, do it then.
I know. You're doing fine.
Oh, here we go.
I'm going to... It's going to... What do they call it? Hack and slash? Cut and burn?
Cut and burn.
Cut and run?
Right.
That's
cut
different.
And burn.
Cut and burn. I'm going to burn it all down to the ground.
I have to. I lost it. Somebody had to say something.
It's getting loud over here. So wait. So that's the plan? Just...
No, like, there's more to the plan.
Okay.
No,
okay.
I woke up this morning... No hair in my mouth. I woke up this morning and I was
pubic
like,
hair.
What if
pubic hair.
it's a long one.
That, just to paint the picture, he just pulled a long strand of hair out of his mouth.
I woke up this morning and I was just not ready for any of this anymore.
Right.
Like, I'm checked out. I'm mentally not invested in comics.
Walk us through all the parts of your life that you're checked out of. Because there were many.
Oh, parts I'm checked out? Artistically? Like, I can't do comics anymore. I'm not invested in. I'm not even invested in my own comic right now. I feel it came and went, and I'm only beating a dead horse with anything I do with it, promotion wise and art wise.
Labor Days.
It's called Labor Days.
Pick it up. It's great.
Two. Everyone's getting married. I have no time to do anything else but get these people married. And on top of all that, my job is driving me into the ground. I am maxed out right now.
So tell us the plan.
The plan is to get through this and slowly bring it all the way down to zero by the end of 2010.
But then...
Neutral. We need neutral right now.
And then what? We rebuild it? We rebuild it bigger and stronger?
And faster.
No, it's not even rebuilding. It explodes. It goes instantly from zero...
We go to 11.
June 1st, 2011. Not a coincidence, folks. Yeah. It goes straight to 11.
We crank it hard.
How do you do this? It's like you're like a supernova.
I'm gonna put a V8 in the engine of my life.
Wow. Yeah.
But before that, you're taking the engine out.
We're first gonna take the engine out.
We're gonna take the engine out.
We're gonna strip it just down to the chassis.
We're gonna rebuild it.
Bare bones it. Dill bones it.
And then somehow it's gonna work better. I'm not quite sure how that.
Well, I think us through. Walk us through getting to 11.
Is there cocaine involved?
Probably. There has to be. At least chugging gasoline. And we're going to go right to 11 because I need a new creative outlet because I have none right now. I have zero. Name it. What do I have? I have a job that's burning me out. I have a comic
job. You have a job. You have a Labor Days.
No, we don't have Labor. I think Labor Days is over. We have maybe a new plan for a Labor Days, but right now I think it's done.
You just made a new plan for Labor Days.
Yeah.
It should be Labor Days. This goes to 11.
But like the one comic I'm working on right now, I don't like, and...
Don't say the name of it.
I won't even say the names of all of them that I'm working on that I don't like.
There we go.
It's like, I'm not invested in that either. It's all become a job. Like, the extracurricular has become a job, and it's burning me out now. I can only get burned out on one thing, the day job.
So far, this con has been one of increasing existential crises.
Who else is having one?
Kurt and I were having one the first day we were here.
About what?
Because...
That's the sound of Cloak and Dagger walking by.
Cloak and Dagger did just walk by.
Exactly.
Remember Cock and Swagger?
Yes.
Rick and I were going to reconceptualize Cloak and Dagger as a team called Cock and Swagger.
Yeah, they were both boys. They lived in each other's pants. Magic pants. One of them had a dagger.
I'm scared.
No, none of them had daggers.
Oh,
one of them had swagger.
The other had a cock.
One of them had a cock. A dude boner.
Right, Club, we're out. Down in Anime Fest, they're singing to each other and clapping. They're throwing plastic balls back and forth and knocking them through the air. They're having a really good time. It's beautiful down here. I never want to leave. You can hear the fun. Guys, you can hear the love.
We might be the weirdest thing in this room.
I'm sorry, Anime Fest. I'm with you forever.